We began a busy hour by welcoming in North Platte Mayor Brandon Kelleher on the heels of last night's North Platte City Council meeting. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. Good to see you back in the studio.
Good morning. It's going to be a glorious day outside, I think, weather-wise.
Are you keeping up with your leaves over at your yard?
You know, they haven't really started to fall yet.
Really?
But I'm thinking about this weekend. It's with the really cold weather coming on Friday. I think the process is going to start.
I have a little bit of mine that have started to fall.
Yes. Now, for those of you that don't know, I have three great big trees in my yard. So there's an ongoing about 6 week process of removing leaves at the Kelleher household every year.
It's so redundant. I get tired of doing the leaves.
I do too, but it's great exercise. So from that perspective, I enjoy raking the leaves.
And I'm not going to complain too much because I put in some earphones and I keep myself entertained while I'm doing that. So we live in a pretty high society where we can do things like that and make time go by a little faster.
That's right. And Councilman Reeker appreciates it because he comes and gets some of the bags of leaves put on his garden.
Oh, does he really?
I don't know exactly. I think it's his mulch pile, but yeah.
So. I'm glad you guys have quite the system worked out
here.
Yes,
it works out well.
Now, Mayor Kelleher, last night's North Platte City Council meeting, a lot of routine items on the agenda and a very quick meeting, I might add, as well.
It was only about 25 minutes right in that vicinity. Yes, kind of straight and to the point. Probably the first and I think probably the most exciting thing that was on there was the contract with the North Platte Ice Group for their use of the ice rink space, which is going to be in Centennial Park right off Union Street, a little bit to the west there. There's kind of a big flat spot, and that's where they're planning to put their ice rink, and it will be their plan is to have it up sometime in December. I don't know the exact date.
Cool. This is an exciting opportunity, too, and something new for our community and for the area, I might add, as well.
That's right. It should be great fun to be out there ice skating. I don't know that I'll try it. I'm getting old, and broken bones aren't pleasant. But I think that a lot of people have just a riot on an ice skating rink, and we haven't really had a high-quality one. This will be a very high-quality ice rink here in North Platte for a long time. So they're also having a fundraiser this Saturday night, I believe.
Oh,
it's
cool.
The Blizzard Ball. I think it's at the Art Center on Saturday evening, I believe.
Oh, awesome.
And so if you get the opportunity to attend or want to support that effort, please get out there and support the effort and go to the Blizzard Ball this weekend.
And you might not be doing any ice skating, Mr. Mayor, but you'll definitely be over watching some other people enjoy it.
That's for sure.
It's going to be an exciting opportunity. NP Ice entering into a contract with the City of North Platte last night officially.
That's correct. And we're going to lease that space to them for $1 for this first year. And we'll see how their process goes. I'm hoping they're very successful. And it's an exciting entrepreneurial adventure in North Platte. It's something new for the community to do. It's exciting, and I want to see them be successful.
Did this receive unanimous support from the council last night, Mr. Mayor?
It did.
Good. Awesome. Moving on to another item on the agenda that might be a little bit controversial, as we have the old blight and substandard wording on the council agenda once again. But this is for land that would be used for Habitat for Humanity.
Correct. And the Habitat for Humanity group is planning to blight and substandard and use tax increment financing on a small piece of land. And the tax increment financing will be primarily to build a street so that they can make good use of a piece of land that's over there a little bit east and a little bit south of the Taco John's that's on the corner of 4th and Bryan Street.
Okay.
It's kind of into the neighborhood there, a little bit to the southeast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an area where there are some trailers right now and some unused lots, and they're hoping to build a street to make good use of the property and then build Habitat houses on that. Because, Habitat does a great job. They like to create neighborhoods and things like that so the neighbors can support each other, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out, but I think it would be a good use of tax increment financing. It's a very small piece of land. I think it's 3 or 4 acres at most. I don't remember off the top of my head, but fairly small chunk.
And where does this process go moving forward after the council's vote last night?
So the council votes just to move the decision to make sure that the Planning Commission has input on it and that it meets all the requirements. And then from the Planning Commission, it would come back to the council, it would go to the CRA, and then come back to the council, and then back to the CRA if it's approved.
And public hearings for the council and the Planning Commission in the process?
Yes, that's correct.
And then likely the CRA too, of course, that's at the discretion of the CRA chair, but we have a rich history of allowing public comment when it's requested.
That is correct.
Mr. Mayor, moving on down the agenda from last night's North Platte City Council meeting, had some rezoning too on the Lakeview and Front Street areas.
That's correct, and this is something that's been on the council for the last three meetings. There's a business contemplating building storage units there in the corner of Lakeview and Front Street to the west. That would be the southwest quadrant of that intersection. And there was some rezoning and also annexation, and this was the first time annexation would appear, but it's a rule that if you're going to build something that abuts city property, you have to annex it in.
Oh, sure.
And so this was the first vote on annexation.
And then a final vote last night on some rezoning and annexation on a separate property.
Correct. At the South Buffalo property, or the South Park area, as it's sometimes called, we have been working on rezoning and annexing that property, and last night was the third and final vote, and it did pass. So that issue is resolved. Now, whether we build houses there or not is still up in the air. We embarked on that path with some information that turned out to be inaccurate. So before we do anything different, we're going to make sure we have the correct information, and likely we'll proceed with something or have some conversations about that sometime in December.
Mayor Kelleher, anything else you'd like to add on behalf of the City Council agenda and the meeting from last night?
I don't think so. It was, like you said, a fairly quick and straightforward meeting. I'm probably going to have a similar meeting coming in just after the election here next week. It'll be the following week on the 15th. And then things will get pretty exciting there for the last couple months of the year, I would imagine.
So. Oh, good. Very exciting. Look forward to hearing more about that. And you brought up the election as well. Obviously, we wish all candidates best of luck this coming Tuesday. As you know better than anybody, it takes a large amount of courage and strength to run for public office.
It does. It does. It takes a lot of time, strength, effort, thought. Mm-hmm. It's nerve-wracking at times.
Sure.
And I really appreciate all the candidates who've put their names out, gone out there and stood in front of people and talked and walked through the neighborhoods. It takes a lot of effort, and we should all appreciate people being willing to represent us and move our community forward.
And definitely encourage folks to get out there and exercise their democracy opportunities and vote.
That's right. Midterm elections are traditionally see less voters. There's a lot of important things on the ballot this year. Mm-hmm. If you've seen that, there's a sample general ballot out there on the Lincoln County website. Go take a look at it if you have an opportunity. And you don't worry when you see it. You don't have to vote for everything on there. It's everything possible on the sample.
Sure.
You don't have to vote for everything on there.
But sure. There, for but example, there, all city council representatives are listed on there,
exactly.
Where in reality, you're only going to have the opportunity to vote for one.
Exactly. Or there's also the Medicine Valley School Board, for example.
Sure.
Well, people in North Platte won't be voting on the Medicine Valley School Board, obviously. So it's an exciting thing to look at, and as the issues come through, take time, ask people, mm-hmm. ask your neighbors, call the candidates, do what you can to educate yourself and vote whoever you think is best.
Absolutely. Now, Mayor Kelleher, if folks want to get in contact with you as mayor of North Platte, the representative in that capacity, how can they do so, sir?
Best way is to reach out to me at City Hall. There, you can submit an email on the City Hall website, or just call City Hall, ask for the mayor. I'm not always sitting at my desk,
sure.
But I'll be happy to call you back when I get there.
And sometimes if it just warrants an email too, you're more than happy to respond. You do keep up on all of your emails, I might add as well.
That is correct.
Mayor Kelleher, as always, we appreciate the time. Good to see you in the studio, and we'll do it again here in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Tristan. Have a great day.